Good morning. A variety of weather across interior New York and New England this morning, depending on your location. A wave of low pressure riding along the Ohio Valley toward Philadelphia will push south of Long Island. It's already creating showers from the southern Catskills across the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. Clouds have moved into a large part of the I-90 corridor off into New England, while sunshine mixed with clouds to start the day across northernmost New York and the Champlain Valley in central and northern Vermont. With sunshine, we'll see temperatures climbing through the 60s and into the 70s today. Any clouds will give way to sunshine as that wave moves off south of Long Island, and the rest of the region will have abundant sunshine through the afternoon. Temperatures will top out in the middle to upper 70s on average. High pressure building in behind this wave of low pressure tonight will clear the remaining cloud cover away, and it will be refreshingly cool with temperatures in the 40s to around 50. That same high pressure center will be overhead tomorrow with brilliant sunshine from the beginning to the end of the day, and with low humidity, it will be comfortably mild with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Right now, the weekend looking relatively quiet. A few disturbances will pass through, creating a few more clouds than what we'll see tomorrow. But with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be in the middle to upper 70s for both Saturday and Sunday. In fact, it looks dry into the day on Monday as the temperatures begin to warm and the humidity starts to creep back in. Highs will be around 80, and we'll have a warm and humid day on Tuesday in the lower 80s. Right now, it looks like the next chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms will be at the earliest late Tuesday, but more likely Tuesday night and into the day on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today into tonight across parts of the central and northern plains into the upper Mississippi Valley. And also, a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today across parts of the mid-Atlantic coast. Moderate instability is expected in a corridor from the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles northeastward into western and central Iowa, and in a corridor also across eastern North Dakota and adjacent South Dakota and Minnesota by late this afternoon or early evening. This should be sufficient to support considerable thunderstorm activity, which could include several growing convective clusters by late afternoon, accompanied by the risk for severe wind gusts and hail. In the mid-Atlantic, the combination of moderately unstable air and the strong jet stream will produce thunderstorms today, some of which could contain damaging wind gusts and hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Nassau Airport in the Bahamas at 2:27 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail is at Batna, Algeria at 3:35 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 41 degrees, with a northwest wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 66 degrees, the dew point 61, 84% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.99 inches, and it is currently holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 20 at Brighton, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 68. The average temperature 74, that's 6 degrees above normal. 0.8 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 3.13 inches, which is 0.8 of an inch above normal. And 16.69 inches for the year, which is 0.42 of an inch of precipitation below normal. There were 9 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 70 and 105 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 58. The record high 94 set in 1995, and the record low 38 in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and comfortably warm today with highs in the 70s. Clear and quite cool tonight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, morning clouds and showers followed by increasing sunshine today with highs around 80. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, early morning clouds followed by increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, morning clouds and showers followed by increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Early morning clouds followed by increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, comfortably mild, mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 70s. Near 80 with a mix of sun and clouds Monday. Hazy clouds and sun, warm and humid on Tuesday, lower 80s. And a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.